Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, and as usual with me is my good friend, Mark Glynn of the American Free Press. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, good friend.
you think someone might take that against me one of these days?
Probably.
They will record it and say, you see, he called him his good friend.
Probably it'll be the
ADL.
Nails in your coffin, as they say.
The ADL.
Exactly.
Or the JDL, actually. You know, I'm not afraid of the ADL. I'm more afraid of the JDL, because that's the guys with the weapons.
Exactly.
You know, the ADL, they'll go after you, make your life hell and miserable, but...
Probably won't kill you.
They won't kill you, but the JDL will, of course.
Exactly.
You know, they have a history of that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. Of course, the phone number is 800-313-9443. And we are going to discuss today the Great Escape. That's what it's being termed. That is the Gaza Escape, where people in Gaza very much... We will tell you the whole story in details, but briefly before we have to go to the break... people in Gaza they were fed up, and they decided that we are going to go to Europe. I mean, not Europe, Egypt. What the heck I'm talking about? You know, we're trying to switch from phone to Skype, and my brain is kind of messing up here. So let's see. We're going to try this, and I am going to Skype.
Okay, hopefully everybody still hears me. You still hear me, Mark?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. See, we did that technology switch so quick, it's unbelievable. But anyhow, close to 500,000 people, actually, Palestinians, crossed over to Egypt because they were hungry and they were very much Israel was killing them. Israel had cut off electricity. Well, they did not really cut off electricity, but they cut off the fuel supply to Gaza. So when these electric generators ran out of fuel, they very much shut off the power generators. They shut off the electricity all over Gaza. Hospitals, homes, anything you can think of. You know, we can do without electricity. You know, we can use candles and other, you know, we don't have to have electricity, but I'll tell you what, don't know how many candles it would take to get one of those baby incubators going. I don't know if you can do that with candles. I'm not aware that you can do that, Mark. Can you?
Not that I've heard of. Of course, the thing that really concerned me the most is the fact that they could not pump any water, and so they had sewage, raw sewage, all over the place. As a result of not being able to run their generators. And yet, these same people who are constantly lecturing us on inhumanity and suffering and all the rest of that, the lessons of the Holocaust, they went and did the same damn thing to these people.
Very good. We will be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are talking about the Great Escape, as some people might term or label it as, where let's just give a background on the situation in Gaza. As probably some of you may have heard, that the Hamas faction had took over Gaza about a year ago. Now, Gaza has been occupied by the Israelis since 1967, and about 2 years ago, you have seen the pictures on TV where the Israelis had withdrew from Gaza. They had about 7,000 illegal settlers there, so they very much, they did not want Gaza to start with. You know, Rabin said so many times that he wished he woke up one day and find Gaza swallowed by the sea. But so they finally decided to leave about 2 years ago. And Gaza and the West Bank are two geographically separated areas of Palestinian land. If you look at a map of Palestine, Gaza would be on the southwest a corner of the of Palestine, And then, of course, the West Bank is right there in the middle. And there's nothing but Israeli-controlled areas in between. So about a year ago, Hamas has taken control of Gaza. And Israel, since then, had very much shut off all entrances to Gaza, where very, very few supplies were able to make it necessary, basically food, medicine, and fuel to run the generations and fuel, gasoline for vehicles, etc., etc. Now, about 6 months ago, the Israelis have reduced tremendously the amount, like, for instance, what it was coming into Gaza before, 6 months ago, now, well, actually not now, because right now there's nothing going in, but when they, 6 months ago, they dropped it down to about 40%, and as a matter of fact, one of their leaders said that we are going to have a lot of thin Gazans, we're going to put them on a diet, and that's very much what they had done. So imagine the food that you bring home to feed your family, if that cuts off by 60%, so instead of having a gallon of milk a week, you would have less than half a gallon of milk a week, and see if that, and if you go through a loaf of bread or a couple of loaves of bread, depending on, you know, some of you might be saying, huh, we go through 4 gallons of milk a week, I guess. You know, it depends. If you have a family like Mark Glenn, you probably need a cow standing in the back room or something. Just send the kids down. Just, you know, whose turn it is. Just go in there. But that's not what Mark does. They have a llama at home. I don't know. Does llama gives milk, Mark?
It does, but they won't let you catch them so that you can milk them.
Oh, okay. All right. No, we don't want any of the kids going there, and then they'll kick him and... But anyhow, ladies and gentlemen, I think my point is clear that for the last 6 months, everything was chopped down to 40% of what Gaza's needs were. So a lot of people did not have medicine. A lot of people did not have enough food. Unemployment in Gaza is 80%. 80% of people in Gaza are unemployed. 80% of people depend on the UN to feed them. Now, is that because they are lazy and they don't want to work? No. That's because Israel has a wall around them. Israel has closed all the entrances around these people. And Gaza is a very small piece of land with 1.5 people living in it. As a matter of fact, it said that it is the most dense area in the world when it comes to population number. Per kilometer, you have a lot more people living in Gaza than anywhere in the world. So, having that situation, having no food, not enough gas, not enough fuel, not enough electricity, not enough jobs, and finally, about on the 21st, I believe, Israel decided to completely shut off the fuel supplies that is needed to run these electric generators in Gaza. And guess what? You know, we are in this modern 21st century. Everything you do by electricity. Very much your phones need that to be recharged. Your refrigerators need that to work. Forget about, you know, the lights and all that stuff. Just think about the generators and the pumps that are needed to treat sewage. Think about all these hospitals that have all these incubators and whatever machines they have, from dialysis machines, etc., etc. You've all been in hospitals, and you know that almost everything in a hospital runs on electricity. If you're going to give some type of doses to people, you would have to have that pump to do it. But say, okay, we can have people do that, which they have. But there are a lot of things in modern time that people at hospitals cannot do. Those were given to a machine a long time ago, and the people who used to do it, basically they're not in existence anymore. So think about having sewage, raw sewage, flowing down the streets of Gaza, people drinking because you can't even pump drinking water to people anymore, so they would have to go and drink either from the sea or whatever water was available. Everything was, the shelves on grocery stores in Gaza were completely empty. And once that happened, ladies and gentlemen, what you are in essence witnessing is Holocaust in action. Actually, it is worse, because you are killing babies, you're killing women, you're killing sick people, you are killing a population totally. In the 21st century, we should not have, and by the way, it is against international law, you cannot have the ultimate key to a whole country's death or life situation. And that's exactly what Israel has over Gaza. When you turn off the power, turn off every gate to bring food to people, people will end up starving. Now, what happened? Actually, people went to the southern gate, which is the only gate, the only border crossings between Gaza and Egypt. Somehow, they blew up the wall. It came down. And people flooded into Egypt looking for food to bring back to Gaza. Now, the Egyptians, of course, at first, they did not allow them to go through. And then when you have all these people, hundreds of thousands, close to 500,000, I don't think the Egyptians could have done much. And also, how would it look if the Egyptians would have prevented these people from coming out? These are their brothers, Palestinians and Egyptians. They are brothers. There is an agreement between Israel and Egypt, but when it comes to the ultimate death or life situation of these people in Gaza, Egypt was basically forced to accept that, and their president said, he gave orders, speaking to the media, he said he gave orders to his security apparatus not to prevent these people from coming, but to allow them to come in, eat, take food back, and go back to Gaza. Well, I really take issue with that, because number one, he should have opened the border crossings when people were asking him to intervene and order the border crossing and let Gazans have some type of relief, because everything was coming from the Israeli side, all these shipments. They were controlling food, gas, fuel, everything. And Egypt did not open the border crossing between them and Gaza. But when they were forced, because the Palestinians had blew up these walls, and all these hundreds of thousands, they flooded to Egypt, then he said, let them come in, eat, and go back, as if they were animals in a barn. Just let the gate open, let these animals come out and eat. These people were hungry. They did not have food. They did not have formula, milk for their children. They did not have anything. And the situation as it is now, you have people going in and out of Gaza to Egypt, but we have some people who are very upset about that, like the United States. They wanted the Egyptians to close the border and send these people back. Now, I'm going to bring my good friend here to talk more about this and tell me how wise the United States is in this. Now, Mark, what is it going to get to these people in Washington that these people were dying in Gaza and they did not do anything, but yet Condoleezza Rice, after the Palestinians broke through the wall, she said that we don't want any innocents to be harmed. Speaking of the Palestinian people, that, you know, we told Israel we did not want any of the innocents. Where the hell were you when these innocents were dying by the scores?
Well, keep in mind, Hisham, that the United States government sat by and allowed 500,000 Iraqi children to die from malnutrition.
Why do I always do this to you? I bring you up when there's like seconds left for the break. So, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. When we come back, Mark Glynn will be talking.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The Insider Secrets Revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, I normally go to Mark when there's like seconds. This is the second time it happens. I think I did that to you last week. So, Mark, I asked you why the United States can see this, can see a Holocaust taking place in Gaza in front of our eyes. This is, we can see pictures, we have names, we know what happened, we know what is taking place, and even the United States cannot do anything to Israel. What's going on?
Of course not. But like I said, you know, let's keep in mind that the United States already has an established history in turning a blind eye towards what other people are going through. You starting with the American Indian. And then, of course, not that far back in history, we have what was done to Iraq. You know, these sanctions that were placed on Saddam Hussein that deliberately prevented just regular life-saving things from coming into Iraq, food and medicine and whatnot. We sat by and allowed 500,000 innocent children to die because of these sanctions. And then our Secretary of State at that time, Madeleine Albright, justified it and said, yes, this is a hard choice. But in the end, I think that it was the right thing to do. And so nobody should be surprised at the brutality of the United States government, particularly now that it is firmly in the grips of this foreign power. So You know, there's an old saying, if you lie down with dogs, you will wake up with fleas. And ever since the United States has allowed itself to be latched on to these Zionists who have already demonstrated by their own history that they have no concepts of pity or compassion or even fairness, we have inherited these same attributes, and this is the reason why Condoleezza Rice and George Bush and all of the rest of these people can sit there and say the things that they do when literally 1.5 million people are starving to death.
Okay. Now let's take a look at exactly what happened in Gaza and see if we can understand it. Number one, you do know me. I don't accept things at face value when it comes to politics or events that have anything to do with politics. Normally, what you see is not what you get. Now, the news, now remember, Israel has always been wanting to get rid of Gaza. They don't want to have to fool with it. Number two, they have been trying to split the Palestinians. They started that when they actually encouraged Hamas 20 years ago to become an opposite voice to the PLO. This was way before the Palestinian National Authority and the Oslo Peace Agreement, which brought the Palestinian leadership to the Palestinian territories. Before that, and if somebody, you know, if some of you remember the first Intifada, which was back in 1987, Intifada, it's an Arabic word that means to shake off, and it's literally, it means to shake off the brutal Israeli occupation off of the backs of the Palestinians. So that's when they started the first Intifada, and you have some of you who are old enough, you remember some of these pictures after like 3 or 4 years of the Palestinians, Palestinian children throwing rocks at Israeli tanks, and then the Rabin policy of breaking bones if they catch you throwing a rock or if they catch you protesting. That this was nothing but like children, Palestinian children, throwing rocks at Israeli jeeps and Israeli tanks. Well, at that time, Israel wanted to get somebody else in the mix here, and they very much encouraged the startup of Hamas. And they allowed it. They allowed it a lot of privileges that the PLO factions did not have. Many people who were living in Palestine at that time, they told me that the Hamas guys were basically putting posters on the walls and freely working in front of the Israeli army. And Israeli guys or Israeli jeeps and soldiers were not interfering with what Hamas was doing when it first came out. Now, that tells me, and this is, you know, this history of Hamas is well known, that Israel wanted a power to offset the PLO's power. Now, comes the election which they had forced on the Palestinians. I'm going to go very briefly to what the Israelis' master plan, because there's always a master plan. Things don't just happen like that. Now, their master plan is to split the Palestinians. Well, they forced the election on Yasser Arafat, then they forced the election which brought in Hamas, and then they helped, actually, they could have stopped Hamas from taking over Gaza last year. They could have done it, but they did not interfere, because Hamas taking over Gaza, it means they not just split the Palestinians politically, but now they also split them militarily. And also they split the areas of controls of the Palestinian territories, where in the West Bank you have the Palestinian National Authority, and in Gaza you have Hamas. We'll continue this right after the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I know probably some of you don't understand exactly what I'm talking about, and maybe, but the reason I'm bringing all that history is so you can understand the present. Because a lot of times, by understanding the past, we see the present. And so, what Israel's ultimate goal is to completely divide the Palestinians into the people in Gaza to the south and the people in the West Bank, which at that time they will be dealing with them separately and divide and conquer. Of course, they have conquered them a long time ago, but once you divide them, then you will start dealing with them separate. And instead of having to talk to Mahmoud Abbas and Ramallah, which is in the West Bank, about what's going on in Gaza, then once you separate them, so they separated them politically when they allowed Hamas to grow up and become the Hamas that we see today. And they have divided them militarily when they very much allowed Hamas to bring in all kinds of weapons to Gaza and very much limited what the other side had in Gaza. Hamas took over, so they divided them militarily, and now with what is happening is actually dividing them geographically forever and demographically. Because what is happening now, ladies and gentlemen, is you have, and Israel said it, they said, now the Palestinians have this border crossings to Egypt. Now it's Egypt's problem. Of course, it is not. But that's what Israel is trying to do. Now, if the border crossings remain open without taking care of the problems, then Israel very much had succeeded in getting rid of Gaza once and for all. Because Israel could have prevented this. All they had to do, just like all they had to do to prevent Hamas from taking over in Gaza a year ago, is sending a couple of F-16s, and I guarantee you, you will not see any Hamas on the streets. And you would have very much controlled the situation in Gaza a year ago. All they had to do, when it took these people in Gaza 2 days to actually blow up these walls, actually, you know, set up the charges and then blow them up, you know, it took them 2 days. You know, where was Israel when these guys with Hamas were setting up these charges? And even if they did not see them, all they had to do, I mean, they saw the explosions, and I'm sure they heard of it. All they had to do is send a rapid force into that area, put a couple of tanks there at the border crossings, and guess how many Gazans would have left? No one. But they did not do that. So they allowed the situation to happen. The last thing I want to say is always ask the question, who is benefiting from all of this? And Mark, who is benefiting from all of this?
Well, obviously Israel is. I think that the plan here was, first of all, to take the heat off of the fact that Israel's getting a lot of bad press because of what she is doing to them. I mean, we have to remember, Hisham, you know, with the invention of the Internet and the fact that a lot more people these days are starting to pay attention to what is going on in that region, Israel is not it's not as easy for her to spin these lies the way that she has in previous years. And so, obviously, how does she continue to moan and wail over what the Jews went through in Germany, while at the same time she's doing the exact same thing to the Palestinians? That's number one. Number two...
You know, wait.
Go ahead.
The Jews did not go through that in Germany. Germany did not cut off the power on Jews' incubators. They did not. As a matter of fact, while they even were in these concentration camps, they had hospitals in those concentration camps. And what's his name? That guy, he just died not long ago. I guess he died. Eli somebody. He calls himself a Holocaust survivor. He even had a surgery in the concentration camps. So Germany pull off or unplug the power on incubators and dialysis.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the thing is this, too, Hisham.
So these people are doing a hell of a lot more.
What's that?
These people are doing a lot more than what we German did to the Jews.
Exactly. And keep in mind as well the psychological message, psychological warfare that's being employed here against the Palestinians. The message is, get out and life will be better for you. Just give up this struggle. Forget about it. We Jews have decided that Israel is going to be a Jewish state only. We don't want anybody else here. This is our land. If you'll just pack up and leave, life will be better for you. And at the same time, by flooding all of these Palestinians into Egypt, which is a very poor country, despite the fact that the United States gives it about $2 billion a year, it causes a serious problem for Egypt in terms of feeding these people and all the rest of it. So this perfectly fits in with Israel's agenda of destabilizing all of her Arab neighbors while she remains the lone superpower in the region. Of course, we're going to have to wait and see what happens as a result of this. But obviously, the question that you asked, who benefits from it, there's no question about that. It is Israel, as always. Hashem? Have we lost Hashem? Manny, have we lost Hashem?
No, I'm here.
Oh, you're there. Okay.
Yes. Well, actually, you did lose me for like 2 seconds, and then I came back. You know, there was a... The United Nations Security Council met, and after actually 4 days of deliberation, trying to come up with a statement on Gaza, and finally, after they had diluted this statement to very much nothing, the United States still was the only one that vetoed the statement. It's like the whole world, and it's not really, I mean, the statement is really nothing, and it's not even binding on anyone, and the whole world said, okay, we will go for it, and the United States was the only one who refused because they did not want to put the responsibility on Israel. You know, as you know, you see everything is happening in front of you. I mean, these cameras don't lie. These Palestinian bodies don't lie when they are into pieces and when they are blown up into 10 pieces and et cetera, et cetera. Those pictures don't lie, but yet you have the United States still, even after all this, wanting to protect Israel politically in the Security Council. You know, how long, and this is, by the way, this is not the first time in General Assembly resolutions, in Security Council resolutions, you will see it when it comes to Israel. It is always the United States is the only country who veto any of these resolutions. If the United States would be brave enough to start standing up for what's right, you want to talk about what the world community wants, then go with what the world community wants. Don't tell us the international community wants this and you go and do something else, because the international community was not with us. Was not with the American administration when we went and attacked Iraq. And we keep saying, we keep hearing our administration saying the world community, they have to go with the world community. Then you do yourself the same thing as you preaching and go with the world community, because the world community wanted to condemn Israel for doing what it's doing to. Actually, you know what, let me take that back, because the original resolution was to condemn Israel, but the United States told everybody that if they condemn Israel, she will veto that. All this resolution says now is to allow Israel to bring in, to allow the Palestinians to bring in food to Gaza and restore power and restore the fuel supplies and restore medicine. But the United States, even with that, they vetoed that resolution, and now they're waiting until Monday, I believe, before they can have a vote on that resolution. But why is the United States, you know, I keep asking you why, and I know what the answer is. You know, we see what's going on in Darfur, and it's nothing, absolutely nothing to what's going on in Palestine, yet we see the United States standing up next to the aggressor in Palestine, and then in Darfur they are standing next to one political agenda.
Well, you know, Hashem, there is a silver lining to all of this, you see, and what it is that you know, people like you and I and others who for years have been saying, you know, that the United States really is just a de facto arm of Israeli policy, We've been laughed at, we've been ridiculed, called conspiracy theorists, blah, 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 blah. But see, every time the United States engages in this business and allows itself to be used as a rubber stamp for Israel, they prove our point, and pretty soon, this spell that they hold people under, that keeps them stupid and complacent, this spell is going to wear off. And then once they no longer are able to coerce the goodwill and the cooperation of people, this entire thing is going to come falling down. And so we actually, as hard as it is to see the suffering that these people are going through, there is a silver lining to this, which is that they are literally, America and Israel are cutting their own throats by engaging in this kind of behavior.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, our number is 800-313-9443. We welcome your comments or questions. And speaking of the phones, let's go to Oregon with Mo. Go ahead, Mo.
Yes, thank you very much indeed for taking my call. And thank you, Mr. Hashem, and thank you for your beautiful show. I would like to make actually a few comments regarding the Palestinian and Israelis. You see, they have killed so much of each other that they will never ever have a peace. Never, maybe million years to come, they will have as a result of that. And also Iranian terrorist government give Hezbollah so much ammunition, that it's next to Israel. I mean, if they attack Iran, Hezbollah is going to send all the rockets to this Israel. Israel is going to go, like last time. I mean, last time there was only 400 rockets. This time is going to be 4,000, 5,000 rockets from Iranians that is given to Palestinians. I mean, what kind of comments do you have on that?
You mean given to Hezbollah, not to the Palestinians?
Yeah, to Hezbollah, but Hezbollah is a part of the Iranian.
Hezbollah is Lebanese.
But also they support Palestinians too. Whether direct or indirectly, they do have a connection with them too, as you know. And
well, they sympathize. They sympathize with the Palestinian plight.
Yes, and I would like to see if you have you ever seen the Protocol of Zion, the movie?
Yes, I have. Hello?
Yes. The movie is just made, and it's everywhere right now. Blockbuster or Hollywood, you can go ahead. And I advise to everybody to see Protocol of Zion, and it's made by Mark Levin. He's himself is a Jewish guy.
Now, let me ask you this. What do you think of the Protocols of Zion?
Yeah, it's very interesting, and I have seen it three times, and I'm going to see another time.
Do you think the Protocols of Zion are... authentic?
No. It is the truth, and because their mission is to kill 80% of the world population, and 20% of the population will go under martial law.
Okay. Very good, Mo. Appreciate your call. Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, let me take his first comment, which was... that there will never be peace between the Palestinians and the Israelis because they had killed so much of each other. It is true, but it is not true that there will never be peace, because we have seen that in 1993 when the PLO under Yasser Arafat had decided to take peace as strategy for the Palestinians to gain their homeland, they very much succeeded to a point, because they went through Oslo. Even with all the negative of Oslo, they had signed the Oslo peace agreement with Israel. But it wasn't really a peace agreement at that time. It was very much an agreement to talk about peace at a later time. But of course, with the atrocities of Israel, Israel does not want peace with the Palestinians, because why, when you are strong, Why would you give up anything when no one can make you give up something? You know, forget about morals and forget about, you know, moralities and, you know, if this is the right thing or not. You know, those things are not in, you know, maybe those things, moralities and just and what's right and what's wrong, maybe that's for you and I as people. But when it comes to governments and states, there's no such a thing. If I have power in my hand, I'm going to use it. So that's why the peace process, even though the Palestinians, some of them, the leadership did go back to Palestine back in 1993, and it was supposed to, in 1998, a Palestinian state was supposed to be born. That was the agreement. But of course, Israel reneged on that agreement. We'll catch this one, is very important, so we'll catch this after the break, and we'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your... Cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, and you know, we haven't done this in a while, but we really do need everybody's help. We need you to support the network, because only by your support the network will continue to stay on the air, to bring you the truth. You know, if you want to hear news or if you want to hear agenda, you can go and listen to ABC, CBS, or NBC. These people have strings attached to corporate America. So basically, corporate America is what's running this country. But RBN, there's no strings attached but to you. Tell you what, we have a few minutes left. I'll go to Carl in Montreal. Go ahead, Carl.
Hi, I'm an American up here in Canada. I was listening to what you're talking about. I know up here in Canada, we don't have much independent media either. I mean, everything is corporate-owned. It seems like the same thing in the States. I had a comment regarding what you were talking about with Israel there. I thought it was an interesting topic. I believe a lot of it has to do with the people in the U.S. government, the pro-Israel lobby, and these so-called Christians. I'm a Christian. I believe in the Bible myself. But what they refer to as dispensationalists, they have an interpretation of Daniel 9:27 regarding the end times, and also they believe that the restoration of Israel is the same, you know, as the Israel in the Bible. You know, a lot of people interpret it that, and they seem to support Israel no matter what crimes that this country commits, and it seems like this lobby seems to go along with it, and their end-time agenda and rebuilding the temple, and it seems a lot of these people in the U.S. government seem to support this, or, you know, the people that they were in cahoots with, basically. I don't know what your view on that is.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think you opened up Pandora's box there, which we will be talking about this in the next hour, as we are a little bit out of time. But tell me, what are you doing in Canada? You're not a, are you a deserter?
Well, I come up here to live. I had an injustice with the legal system. I've called on several other programs, and I decided to move up here. And
okay.
Except for problems.
Well, I mean, if you were, I was going to tell you how, you know, where to go. But
well, I come up here to basically, because I've been through all sorts of hell with the so-called justice system, which I don't see any justice coming from there. But I come up here to live, and because I've just been through basically hell of an ordeal down there, and I was trying to come up here to expose the truth and talk the truth about people north of the border and about the, you know, what's going on regarding, I mean, this alliance.
Now how did you come up, you know, how did you having these kind of thoughts when you were raised, I'm assuming, here with the agenda and with the media? How did you kind of started having these different thoughts than most of the people here?
Well, growing up, I was always believing, questioning what's going on. Like 10, 11 years old, I started studying the Bible and reading the book, Two Babylons, and also Isaac Newton's commentary on Daniel and Revelation, and stuff like, you know, where they would say that a lot of the truth has just been hidden from us. Truth has been labeled as falsehood, and anyone who believes anything different from what the majority believes is either a conspiracy theorist or some kind of crazy, you know, or a heretic, you know. And I started searching for more answers and started, you know, at a young age, you know, questioning what's going on. I didn't believe the official story of Oklahoma City. I started finding out about the Lusitania, which led to World War I, and I started finding out all these lies. And, you know, I started searching for more answers.
Very good. Carl, unfortunately, we are completely out of time, but I really appreciate your call, and we're going to talk about the points you brought up when we come back for the next hour. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back. With 3